Thank you for everybody serving me. For instance, this was not working last week. It was all blocked. It was not going on. But I asked those guys that knew about it, went to work, Adeyemi particularly, they jumped in and they worked. Just clap for them. They make this happen. It was married men were climbing up and sitting on this thing. I told him that he should come down. The singles will climb up because he's married. He said he will do it. Hallelujah. Two Bible verses inspired by two Bible verses. Sorry, inspired me towards serving the Lord. Let's look at John 12:26. Give us on the screen. Oh, Happy New Year. Okay, that's what we should say first, Abby. All right, thank you. If anyone serve me, let him follow me. Where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serve me, can I hear your voice? Him will my father, what will he do? My father will do what? Please, can you stop? Don't do it all the time so that you won't be distracting us. Please, camera, I beg. Please, sir, can you limit moving so much? You can take from every kind of angle. People won't, sorry. I know you came from OGTV, but please allow us to thank you. All right. Because, you know, because we're watching. You know, so that's what we came for, not for OGTV. Hallelujah. They came for us. So let's attend to what God has for us. They came to bless us and do something. So if anyone serve me, him, my father, tell somebody beside you, God will honor you when you serve him. Ask him, will you serve him more this year? It will honor you the more. But can you imagine God honoring me? That's amazing. Another one, chapter 15, verse 58. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58. All right. 1 Corinthians. Therefore, my brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always what? Abounding in the work of the Lord. What do you say next? Knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. I'm expecting that when I get to heaven, I will collect prizes and prizes and prizes, maybe for 10,000 years. I love doing that. I love to see that take place. You know, I'm a very shy person. I don't like going places. People notice me, but I won't mind the Lord noticing me. It's the best notice can I ever get. So let's do that. Now, the reason why some of us, I think my sound is changing now, but I don't know. The reason why some of us are not serving is because we are not reliable. You're supposed to be in church by 9 o'clock or 7 o'clock, or you show up when you like. So you can't serve. You can't serve. You know, you want to join the usher, you're coming around 10 o'clock, and you want a space there. You can't serve. You are not reliable. And you need to beat that. You know you have the gift. But so is everybody can have distinction in school. Because if you enter for a course in university, you must be good enough to enter. But not everybody comes out well because they just don't give the reliability. They just don't give the attention. They just don't give the focus. That's where the problem is. Hallelujah. Some of you, you know, you are singing, I will love you. That's all now. I will never stop loving you. I will never stop praising you. We started praise worship around 9:10. You came in around 9:30. You shouldn't say that. Sorry, I might be new. I may tell the truth. We came in 5 minutes before we said, I will never stop. God said, joko, 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 joko. So let's take ourselves serious. Amen? Pastor, don't start at the beginning of the year again. You know? when else will I start? Don't get me wrong. You know? Don't get me wrong. I'm just trying to help us. Hallelujah. Now, let's start on the good notes. I woke up this morning and I got this testimony. And I was really moved because when I read the testimony, I wonder, this was sent this morning around 5:24 and outside the country. Happy New Year, sir. Speak the word only, and my servant will be here. The first communion service. This is God dealing with me in a beautiful way. I've been struggling to sleep for the past 5 days, 5 days and night, now with high blood pressure. At first, I was angry with the situation surrounding me. But let me, do this ready? Thank you. Hold on. I was angry with the situation surrounding me. My health, my home, awake in bed tonight again. At exactly 1 a.m., I just decided to switch to worship for over an hour in the bathroom and focused on God as I proposed to do in the new year. I got into my bedroom thereafter and I asked God to give me an unusual worship sermon to listen to till I find some sleep. And I was led to the first service message you shared on Wednesday. You know, on Wednesday, it was strange. I came here with healing. How many remember that? I didn't like it myself. To be honest, I mean, first year you want to talk about it. I think just and about 20, 25 minutes we were doing that. The moment I got to that stage, you see, I started with worship, got to the centurion man speaking the word. She said, after I said, I didn't remember I said that, I said, I got to that stage, go and check yourself up. I paused to check my BP. And every 30 minutes, an hourly check was good. Praise God for his healing mercies. I'm not taking this healing for granted. She now started taking the screenshot of the BP for me. And let's see it. Can you give us the first one? This is the first one. 159. 113. Next one. 146, 114. Next one, 133, 88. Next one, 127, 77. Next one, 120, 83. Next one, I guess that's the end of it. Just go to obey God. You can clap your hands for Jesus. I didn't have anything to do with it. It's the Lord that just, not even in the hall. So I just said, wow, you know, that's dramatic. The Lord gives the gift of drama to people, right? He can do drama himself. I mean, that's healing drama. Just watching, I looked at it. It looks like strange. Something else that happened during the week was I saw somebody sending a message that, thank you, I did a video on the YouTube channel Church. 5 years ago, the person said, it's just blessing me now. It's amazing. Just touching lives. Let's give thanks to God for those who got healed that day. Let's thank the Lord. You know, the Lord wants us well. He wants us healed. He wants us better. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, can I be honest with you? Second service about 2 Sundays ago, I told you I've not been faithful. I've not been faithful in certain areas with the healing. I told you about an anointing that was put in my right hand years ago. Just about to start ministering full time. God put an anointing here that I don't use. Because, you know, you can be breaking service for different things, but that's not just easy. I told you that anointing, how many of you are in that service? Yes, that anointing is for 3 things. Number one is for healing. Second is for blessing. And it's for the Holy Spirit to be imparted. It's difficult to use it because you're in a service, they give you 45 minutes, or you have service like this. It's difficult. So I did some of those things. And I'm going to just break again and talk about the second part of that anointing, which is blessing. You know, we had business breakfast yesterday. Sister was sitting over there. And she said to me that even that business meeting, I didn't like it myself because I wanted to be sleeping. It's my work time, Saturday morning. It's depriving me of my own time. But the Lord gave me a vision years ago. He said, do this. And I told him, I'm not a billionaire like Trump that will write books and say, listen to me. But I've been doing this since 1980-something. You know, so, but she sat over there and she said, Reverend, I don't have a question. I just want to testify. I said, what is it? He said, I just want to thank you for coming to do this. And I remember you said, you can multiply at least with the lowest number, 2. I mean, 2 is the lowest number you can multiply with. He said, so I told myself, I'll set my goal to multiply my revenue by 2 times. He said, it's a struggle to make 1. So he said, I started doing that. But he said, Reverend Olawojo came, if you remember, at the beginning of January last year, talking about our work. She said, while she was teaching, she felt she should take it to 3 times, not 2 times. He said, that can't be happening. So she started struggling through the year. That she kept meticulous account. So she was telling us yesterday, at 31st of December, this closing year, she looked at her record, she multiplied 4.5 times. Come on, clap your hands for Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. And what is simply that? See, the word blessing, the first time the word blessing, let me give you something. Can we just relax? Can we just relax? You know, usually you know the meaning of a word by the first time it's mentioned in the Bible. It's called the law of first mention. For instance, God. The first time the word God was mentioned was created heaven and earth. So you know it's a creator, not a creature. The first time the word bless was mentioned in the Bible, Genesis 1:22. Take a look. It's the first time the word bless was mentioned. And God blessed them, saying, be what? Be fruitful and multiply. So inside the word blessing is fruitfulness and multiplication. So what is the word for curse then? Curse is on fruitfulness and division. Hallelujah. Praise God. I said, praise God. So let's just speak the blessing over those who are in business this morning. Now, I can't reach out and touch everyone because the crowd is huge. That's why sometimes I dodge this thing. But once in a while, I can take that power and speak it through my mouth. And it will affect, because God also understands that I'm a human being too. Praise God. Of course, that's what Abraham did. That's what Isaac did. That's what Jacob did. They spoke the blessing over their children. Hallelujah. So the blessing, I was anointed with that. If I hang around you, you are doing something. The blessing will affect you. Praise God. Can we close our eyes? Hallelujah. If you are in business, doing something on your own, can you stand up wherever you are? Let's start with fruitfulness and multiplying. Let's start with fruitfulness and multiplying. Please, can you touch one or two people around you? Can you hold their hands? One or two people around you. Can you just hold their hands? You see, I can't get everybody here to join our hands and lay hands. We'll not finish the service. But the Lord can help us. Can we just say, Lord, we invite the blessing. These earlier days, we invite the blessing. You can never have enough blessing. You can always get more. You can always be more fruitful. Just say, Father, I invite the blessing. I invite the blessing. While you are saying that, I'm just going to speak over you. Imagine I'm touching you, my hands are on your head, and I speak over you. Be blessed in the name of Jesus. Be blessed going out, be blessed coming in. Whatever you do, be blessed in the name of Jesus. Where you have suffered loss last year, you will gain back this year in the name of Jesus. Profit is your new language. Increase is your talk in the name of Jesus. Division and barrenness in any form or shape or manner, they are not going to affect you. They're not going to be your story. They're not going to be your diction this year in the name of Jesus. Now tell yourself, I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed. Say that. Now tell yourself, I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed. Blessed going out, blessed coming in, blessed outside, blessed in my business, blessed at home, my hands, my thoughts, my thinking, my speaking, my counseling, they're all blessed in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Can we clap our hands for Jesus? Amen. Sit down. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good. Oh, go, go. Just sing as you sit down there. You know, sometimes I'm having a struggle. Sometimes when I come to service, I just feel like crying. You know, just the anointing of God is just so evident. You know? God's love is so much in the air.
To the land.
Ogo.
Ogo. Ogo.
Let's give him the glory.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
To the land.
Yes, Lord.
To the land.
Ogo. Hallelujah. Somebody just bless the Lord. Just bless the Lord. To the land. Oh, go. Lord, we bless you. Let's just give this news in between the worship. Believe me, you have the concrete ready. The concrete of that place was done yesterday. This is the concrete floor, so you can, when service is over, we will leave the smaller door open. We are going to walk on the bigger door later. You can just walk in there and see what has been done. And just done so that the children will have their place. There's a trampoline at the back. We have a bigger one, 14 feet. They're going to throw there. Somebody said, can the adults climb if the children won't pull you down? You know, so we're going to get that sorted out. So we're going to continue the work. Can you just hold on like that? What we plan to do, just stay there. What we plan to do is to take the this side over here, letter L like that, to put the building where we can sit down, take time, sit down with the chairs and table. I'm trying to see that we can have a place where we can plug our phone, laptop with solar so that we can, you know, do our work there. Maybe come on Sunday, you get over there, you can come, enjoy yourself, sit down. And then at this part, at the middle here, the children will have their playing ground. And don't worry, we're going to cage them with wire so that they won't just be throwing around sand everywhere. They're going to be artificial grass, carpet, you know, so they can. Just want to see everybody happy. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Praise God. Thank you very much. So better year, better. Now, do you have the, let me do this before we. One of my friends called me yesterday or sent me a text. He said, Reverend, can I do something for you? I said, what? He said, can you just let me know what this, your better year, better covenant, better promises could, can I do something for you? I said, go ahead. He said, can I do you a song in a different way? I said, no problem. So I, let me see what I can do with this. Just a minute. All right. This will help us. Okay. I hope we can do this. Okay. All right. Can I connect with the Bluetooth with you there? Okay, beautiful. It's already here. Okay, beautiful. Yeah. So can you give me the lyrics of the song? So I just gave him those words and he threw this back at me. Better year, better covenant, better promises. The old has gone. It's swept away. Let's go on. Through Christ. Now, this guy is a Bible scholar, but he's into music. So I didn't contribute. He asked me, do you want to adjust? I said, we will adjust what Bible scholar has written. Through Christ, the new covenant stands written on our heart by His Spirit and by His divine power. God gave us all for godly life. Let's go on. And great and precious promises that we may share His divine nature. And what's next? Sealed in love, fulfilled in righteousness. Heavy, heavy words. Next one. Grace abounds. His mercy never ends. In His truth, our lives immense. Did this within how many minutes? No longer bound by rules of old, His word within our heart to hold. And I'll be your God, I'll be mine, forever held by love divine. And better year, better covenants. So let's go back to the beginning. And then he threw the song at me. And can I see if I can play it for you? Maybe it will come through that good. All right. Okay, let me see. Yeah. Just a minute. Can you follow through? Okay, hold on. Hold back. Just go back to the beginning again. To the beginning, right? Just listen. Now I'll tell you what it is. Okay.
Better covenant, better promises. The old has gone. It's swept away. Through Christ, the new covenant stands. Written on hearts by His Spirit. By His divine power, God gave us all for godly life. Great and precious promises that we may share His divine nature. Better year, better covenant, better promises sealed in love, fulfilled in righteousness. Grace abounds, His mercy never ends. In His truth, our lives immense. No longer bound by rules of old, His word within our hearts to hold. I'll be your God and you'll be mine, forever held by love divine. Better year, better covenant, better promises. The old has gone, it's swept away. Through Christ, the new covenant stands, written on hearts by His Spirit. By His divine power, God gave us all for godly life. Great and precious promises that we may share His divine nature. And better year, better covenant, better promises sealed in love, fulfilled in righteousness. Grace abounds, His mercy never ends. In His truth, our lives He mends. No longer bound by rules of old, His word within our hearts to hold. I'll be your God and you'll be mine, forever held by love divine. He remembers our sins no more. Mercy opens heaven's door. The veil is torn, we enter in. His perfect love has conquered sin. He said, you are now.
Better year. Keep on listening a little bit some more.
Better year, better covenant, better promises sealed in love, fulfilled in righteousness. Grace abounds, His mercy.
Stop there. Just pause.
In His truth, our lives He.
Now, you think the guy is a genius? This is AI generated. You know. He's my friend. He just said, send it to me. And he gave me three types. He gave me one that women can sing, second one, men can sing. So that's the second one for you. It's for men. We will not leave service today. Just, this is AI. You know, I saw him. He's a singer. So he started releasing some albums and some songs. And I said, why not? We sound like you now. He just said, you put some things together. And even the AI helped him write the lyrics too. to blend it together. Upari. We are putting these guys out of business. If I like any song, if I get all the instruments and I just craft a message, put the song together there, I'm thinking of how to do more with that. Hallelujah. Can we listen in a man's voice? I know you like music. Praise God. Let's try and see that one. Where is it now? Okay. Give me second lyrics. I think this is...
Better you, better covenant, better promises. The old is gone and swept away. Through Christ, the new covenant stands, written on hearts by His Spirit. By His
this
divine
my voice.
Power, God gave us all for godly life. Great precious promises that we may share His divine nature. Better you, better covenant, better promises. Sealed in love, fulfilled in righteousness. Grace abounds, His mercy never ends. It is truth.
Okay, stop it.
Humans.
Don't worry, that's all right. I'll send it to your platform so you can listen to it. All right?
No.
Somebody said, are you to agree by you? Antichrist symbol. Whatever it is, let's use it for God. I mean, I love it. You know, I love this kind of songs like that. I don't like all this in working. You know, I can just take AI, make it reggae for me, make it whatever, you know. And then we'll get required to just join the AI, bring together human and machine, giving us something. Hallelujah. Praise God. Choir, you still want to sing? I got all kinds of friends, you know. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Tuesday is our January 7th, our anniversary. Will it be how many years? 29, I don't know. You know. But it's, I want us to do something that Tuesday. I want to ask for workers and leaders that have been coming to church serving the Lord. I'd like you to come. I want to bless you. I want to bless you with. I want us to pray. And I have four words I heard from someone that will really affect your finances this year. So if you're a worker in church, you're a leader, I'd like you to come. We're going to have 6 a.m. to 7 p.m., 7 a.m. in the morning, just 1 hour, if you can make it. If you can't, hook on. We're going to pray. I just want us to pray, workers and leaders in church. That's our service. We don't have service in the evening. Pastor, I don't want to miss it. Can I come too? You can come. That means we'll draft you into service. Praise God. So 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. in the morning, Tuesday. There'll be no service in the evening. I want us to just get together as workers. I've been serving the Lord. I want the Lord to honor you this year. I want the Lord to bless you. So I want to give you these four words that will help you sort out a lot of things in your financial life. Just four words. And those four words, just put them around you. It will remind you a lot of things and affect a lot of things in your life. We're going to pray. We're going to trust God that God will honor, bless, increase us this year as we serve Him. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Jesus said, if they refuse to praise me, stone, AI won't replace me. Can we lift our hands and say, Father, I just want to bless you. I just want to give you glory. Take the time. This is the first Sunday of the year. Let's just take the time to just appreciate Him. You know, all that last year, my wife said, every service we came last year, the Lord blessing us, the Lord increasing us, the Lord changing, touching our lives. We never had to come to service and regretted coming. Can we just thank the Lord that is starting with us again this year? Oh, what a God. What a God. What a God. What a God. He's blessed us. He's helped us. He's strengthened us. He's given us testimonies. Even in our struggles that are a little bit strong, it's been our strength against it. And even when it's a little bit delayed, it's accompanied with His enduring grace. Can we just appreciate God for what He has done for us, for how He has helped us? Lord, I'm so grateful. Oh, I'm so grateful. What do we say? Come. What do we say? What do we say to God? How do we thank Him? How do we appreciate Him? Somebody said, I didn't see so much happening in my life. Oh, don't worry about that. You are on the way. You are on the way. You are on the way. Let's just bless Him one or two words. Before we go further, oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. Thank you.
We bless you.
Yes,
we'll
Lord.
Bless you.
I bless you, Lord. As you sit down there, Lord, tell him, Lord, I bless you.
I bless you. I bless you. Oh, Lord. In our love, Lord,
I see.
I can see.
I see.
What you're
one more time.
One more
just one more time. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes.
I lift my hands.
Lift my hands in
just a
praise.
Just a praise.
Yes, Lord.
I lift
my hands.
Hands in
let's sing it one more time. I bless you, Lord.
Oh,
I bless you from
bless
the depth of my heart.
You, Lord.
Giving thanks always for all things.
Oh,
in his name to the
I
Father.
I bless you. I lift my hands and I bless you.
I bless you.
Oh, in my love. Lord, I can
oh, yeah. I bless you, Lord.
I bless you.
I bless you. Why won't I bless you? You have been so good to me. You have helped me. You have strengthened me. You have made me bold. You have helped me take risks. You have blessed me. You have made my investment grow stronger. My family is there. I can see them. Thank you, Lord. Day by day. Oh, yes, Lord. And you're going to do come on, come on. Let's thank him, let's appreciate him. All through last year, this year we are. Oh God.
Oh, oh, oh. Oh,
oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh. Singing, I remember a brother in our midst, he's even in church today. He's qualified at his workplace. They just set their eyes on him to not become what he should be. When he was qualified for permanent secretary, they removed his name. They hid his file. But you know what God did? God turned the table upside down. And overnight, they called him to the office. They gave him his letter. He just started crying. In my office, he started crying. Because they did everything to block him. I don't know your story. I don't know what God has done. I was telling my wife Around this time last year, something happened in our life. I said, around this time last year, before that February, I never thought this would happen to us. It was not part of my imagination at all. And by February, boom! That's why you should be ready for God. God wants to do beyond. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, have some savings. Don't spend all your money. God wants to surprise you. Some of you, be careful. God will just let you have some savings. See that filling station, they want to sell it for the money that's within you. Just buy it before you find already, you're gone. God wants to just help you. No, relax. I didn't buy a filling station. No. I'm just giving an example. Praise God. Can you lift up and say, Father, thank you. Ashe. I'm grateful. Ashe. I'm here to say thank you. Thank you for last year. Thank you for so much you've done. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Take some minutes before we do it. Take some minutes. Just take some. I don't care what's happening in your life now. Take some minutes. You by yourself. Just tell him. Just appreciate him. You're just there. You're always there. You're always a God. You're strengthening me. Last year, I think year before, 2 years or 3 years, I can't remember now, a brother lost his wife. He didn't have any, even child. And my friend, a pastor, is in church over there. We were just with him, you know, trying to, you know. But God gave me another wife, and he got a baby last year. God is just good. God is just good. Tell somebody, beside me, Dupe Olowo Oluwa. Desire. Hallelujah. Can you clap your hands for Jesus? Please have your seat. Thank you. Thank you. You know, there's something about life that is very funny. I remember the story of Robert Louis Stevenson, who invented locomotive engine, steam engine. When he put that thing to work, the sister came, who's a perennial doubter. He said, Stephen, this thing will never move. He said, sister, come on board. Oh, Sanosi, oh, down. He started moving. She started screaming, this thing will never stop. You know, sometimes when God has been so good to you in a particular year, you start thinking, will it that happen more like that again? Will it? Or maybe you've gone through some hard times. Will things ever? Chapter 6, the book of Hebrews that we reminded ourselves last Sunday. Take a look. Verse 9. But beloved, Hebrews 6, verse 9. But beloved, we are confident. I think King James says we are persuaded. I'm not sure. Is it King James? I like this one. Beloved, we are persuaded. Better things of you. And things that accompany what? How many of you are saved here? You have a company. Praise God. Can you give me that picture of the chairs again? When Jesus comes to stay with you, he comes with good company. Praise the Lord. Jesus never go anywhere alone. He goes with the anointing. He goes with his father. He goes with the disciples. He goes with all kinds of results and testimonies. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We are persuaded of better things concerning you. Can we knock off the Bluetooth? Maybe I hope it's not the one causing trouble. All right. Chapter 8, the book of Hebrews, verse 6. Let's just say some few words before we leave here today. Hebrews chapter 8. But now Jesus has obtained a more excellent ministry, We're talking about all of us have a service to offer. Our head has a service to offer. If you look at your body, there is the head, and the head coordinates service. In fact, I was told that the head of a man takes almost the major part of the energy, the glucose in the body, because he runs every other part. In as much as he, Jesus, is also a mediator of better covenant, which was established on better promises. Last week I said, the reason for covenant is because of the promise. When you enter into covenant, you want to guarantee the promises. That's the reason why. The reason why we swear an affidavit is to say that this is true. Am I right? So the word covenant is the original word for affidavit. It's for swearing. It's an oath. So God has taken an oath. We don't need to have covenant. If you are honest, we don't even need. When you promise, you promise. But we don't know that sometimes this is where I have a problem with sometimes Yoruba culture. You know, the Yorubas, they have a way of excusing failure. They will not want to get direct. You know, in Yoruba land, when the truth is like this, and they begin to disagree, they have a way of saying, Afisu. You cannot come to a definite thing. And so when we come to God too, we do the same thing with God. But I want us to see that God has made certain promises and he has sworn an oath to keep them. And we must hold him to it. Wow. How can we do that? We must hold him to it. He promised. Praise God, somebody. But I want us to go a step further today. The promises have been given. Let's go to 2 Peter chapter 1. And what are these promises for? Hallelujah. Verse 3. What are these promises for? You see, this book is full of promises. Now, somebody said, the Old Testament has many promises. More than the New. Sometimes. You know why? Because the reason is this. Every promise made in the Old Testament, you have better of it now. Oh, did you hear what I just said? If God said, I will be with you under the old, he's saying, I'm going to super be with you now. It's better. Remember the first miracle of Jesus? It was wine. They were drinking wine, but he brought a better wine. It was wine, but better. That was, if you remember, that pot was used for the purification of the Jews. So it's Old Testament type. That whatever God has to offer, when David said, the Lord is my shepherd, there was no shepherd in that sense for David. He was the shepherd. But we know under the new, he's our good shepherd. Am I right? Am I right? So when we say surely goodness, our own is much more established than that of the Old Testament. In fact, let me show you this before we go further. Chapter 1, 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, sorry, verse 20. Take a look at this in the Bible. Please, take a look. Chapter 1, verse 20. For all the promises of God in Christ are what? Yes. And in him, amen, to the glory of God through us. Give us an NLT. Make it clearer. NLT. What did he say? For all of God's promises have been what? Fulfilled in Christ. With what? A resounding yes. And through Christ, our amen, which means yes, ascend to God for his glory. Now listen to this. We have made a mistake about praying and saying amen. We don't know the meaning of amen. Amen does not mean amen. Amen is the word that is in Hebrew language for believe. The word believe means amen. Bible says Abraham believed God. Abraham amened God. So prayer is not just prayer. Prayer is amen God's promises. Hallelujah. When you say amen, you say, I believe it. Praise God, somebody. For all of God's promises have been fulfilled in Christ. Can we have it in Message Bible? Maybe something else will be different there. What did he say? Whatever God has promised, get stamped with what? So that's when we say, that's why we say in Jesus' name. When we say that, that means the stamp is there. Can you clap your hands for the name of Jesus? In him, this is what we preach and pray, these promises. The great amen, God's yes, and our yes together. Gloriously what? Evident. So, 2 Peter 1, verse 3. According as his divine power, I just want to relax. Please relax in church today. We finish by 5 o'clock. We'll give you food. Pastor, eh? No, there's no food. I'm just joking. You know? As his divine power has given to us how many things that pertain to life. One day I was thinking about this verse. Listen to this. When somebody sends you money, what do you get? The money? No, what do you get? Alert. Is alert the money? I'm asking, is alert the money? But you see, that alert is the knowledge that the money has been deposited. But you take that alert as money. You start, you know what? Actually, the world is now going toward God's arena. You see, the world, I love to go to market, do like this, count money. Because you know it's important. But now, EK and transfer. You know, now, we are now dealing with, and what do we transfer? Not money. We open our app. Am I right? Or 737. Some of you don't do app. You do 737. You take your phone. Now listen, you have money in the bank, but that money can't do anything. You have to pick up your phone, your app, right? You have to transact with that app, and it will transfer to that person, not the money, but the money. So you are. It will transfer. And you do that in the confines of, God is going to transfer. I'm going to transfer. I start dancing and rejoicing. Is that money? Rabbi Yehu, it's not money. You know that now. I just passing our money across. We don't know. Our bankers. You know, you do that. Now wait. The bank has all the money for you, but without the app, you can't get it. I don't know if you agree with me on that. You don't have the app or 737 star. Can you call? It's always a star. The brighter money star we have in Jesus. You do all that. If you can't get network, you have a problem. Am I right? Oh, you can use the other one. Now, listen now. Let me give you the way God showed me is like this. You see, I've given you everything, but it's through the knowledge, the app. Are you hearing me? All that money you have in the bank doesn't really exist. It's in data form. That's where the world is going now. In fact, they're about to give us eSIM card. No, that's wrong. It's not even card. It's eSIM. So before you know that, your clothes become E. Your shoes become E. There'll be trouble for that one. You know, just do that. God gave us this app. It's called His Promises. Hallelujah. And we have to engage with the app or it won't land. Am I correct? Now, God help you if you cannot interact with your phone, with your app or 737. It's your own, but you can't access it. Look at next verse. By which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious apps, promises, that through this you may be partakers of what? Now, you know the meaning of that? The moment you pick your phone, there is an authorized app from the bank. Am I correct? Now, the MD is at home. You don't even know where he is, and your branch manager. You open your phone because you're having network, and you have network because you are in Christ Jesus. Amen, somebody. You know, you press that thing, and then it begins to go to your account and pull out money. All right? And it starts going to different places you are sending it. Now, do you know what? By that app, you are sharing in the vault of GTB. Wherever they've kept your money, First Bank, the moment you pick up your phone and you go to that authorized app, it goes straight into their vault and withdraw the money, legally speaking. Am I correct, somebody here? Am I making some sense? Now, so in the same way God has given us his, I want see, this is where it helps me, because by this way it's easier for me to believe. I like it explained. Because if I don't get it, I can't use it. So I cannot take the promises of God. Now, do you ever blame MD for lack of good transaction on your phone? You don't usually say, because it's network, or parabale. Because it's network. Then after a while, you wait. And then if it's really bad, you don't actually complain about your money. You complain what's happening in your app. But you don't blame the first bank MD. They put the resources into motion. Am I right, somebody here? God has given us everything, and it's in form of promises. Then we need to interact with the promises. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? Now somebody said, listen to this. This person works with God. He loves God dearly. Why can't he just enjoy the blessing of God? Because we open up here now. Did you get what I just said? There is no way I can be very friendly with MD Bank and transfer money by the MD friendship. I have to open the app. Am I correct? So he's giving us, and do you know what? He said, we partake in the divine nature. The moment we take these promises, we enter into heaven's vault. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. And then we can now escape what is in the world? The corruption that is in the world through law. See that word escape. Tell somebody beside you, escape. Escape. You know somebody, he has not eaten today. And he said, Ebon, Muti Jeon. And he said, Kaduna, you are Nabikuta here. How can he escape the hunger? You ask him, send me your bank details. Right? Then he opens the bank details. He opens his own, and you open your own. You both have the apps of your own bank, his own bank. And then you press, and then you transfer to the person. Am I correct? And then he sees the money, and then when he sees the transfer, that will help him to escape. Now listen to me, everybody here. If God's going to get people to bless you, you better open the app of his promises too. Are you listening to somebody here? You can't just think that people are going to help you, they're going to help you. No. Just like if I'm going to help you financially, you have to transfer to your account. If you don't have an account, hello. Praise God, somebody. So you have to take the promise of God. That's why you just can't depend on people like that. Anybody, say Barali, even pastor, because he has a limit, but his promises have no limits. Let me give an example. This is beautiful. When we started church, we rented that place at Yara Mortuary. And we have to pay for the annual rent. And one of my friends in Ibadan, Mrs. Tonya, promised and said, I'll give you some money. So I left Abeokuta, went to Ibadan. The woman gave me my first car that I ever used. So I went to go and see her at the dish. She was in a big kitchen. And I said, Ma, you said you are going to help us with the rentage. And you're starting church. Nobody around so much around. She knew my old friends. So I told her, he said, Reverend, I really don't have money now. And she felt so sad. Now that moment, you know what I did? I didn't say, lay you down now. See, because, you see, this is where we miss it. She's a human being like me. Everybody you see beside you, they have both assets and liabilities. You don't know anything about. That car I just drove in today, you don't know how much it was spent to repair the, whatever, 150K. You don't know. So I said to her, I said, Mama, don't worry about it. God will provide for us. He said, are you sure? I said, wait, my sister. I said, the Bible says what you don't have, you should not be sorry about it. He said, where is it in the Bible? I showed her. No, you make them sorry. No, I showed her in the Bible. And my mind was saying, what are you going to do now? What are you going to do now? You're banking on her. I just walked off, banking on the promise. I left her office and I was coming back to Abeokuta. That's why I traveled down. I lost money. I didn't get the money. I lost transportation. So I was coming back. I was just thanking God. His promises are true. We're going to pay for that place. We're going to. When I got to camp, Oshiele, I just had drop at camp. Go to your friend at Ogunoshun. Tell him that you need some money. He should lend you. And that You want to use the money for this? I just followed her. I came down, went to his office. Hey, bros, how are you doing? Bam. I said, I have a problem. And I need to borrow some money from you. I didn't say, give me by force. So, and I know he knows that I'll pay back. So I went to him, and he just said, oh, no, just give me the money. And there was no transfer. They gave me cash. So I took the money, and I went to pay for the building, and I escaped that trouble. Now, when the money was ready, I said, hey, bro, here is the money. He said, take it. I said, oh? Hallelujah. Some of you say, that's good. So when somebody lends you money in church, don't remind them that pastor said, take it. Don't do that. Hallelujah. So just like that. You just see that. See, learning to depend on the promise of God, even when thinking about my head. Let me tell you, that's for church. Personal life. Brakayo Diogun, remember him? I got some friends like that, they want to help. So I wanted to move to Abeokuta to have my first house in Abeokuta. I wish I can take you there. It's still there at Shalegbe. You want to go for excursion? I'll take you there. It's one room, one parlor. Toilet joined to the kitchen. You finish in the kitchen, you go to the toilet. You know, to pay for that house, I didn't have money, but I was trusting God. I love to trust God over the years. And then Brother Kyle, they said, I should come to Lagos at, what's that area now? Femi Ayotuga. He said, I want to help you. So it was December 12, 1988. It was local government election day. I can't forget. I don't remember things like that, but I remember government election. Are you here, everybody? Are you here? So I went to Lagos. I got to Lagos. I didn't find him at home. So I went to where they were counting the election because his friend was one of those councillors. So I got to say, back out there. I smoke everywhere. Out of the glory of God. Cigarettes. They're all busy. No, so I said, back out there. Ah, he said, Bros, Tunde, how are you doing? I said, that thing, he said, no, Tunde, I'm sorry, I can't help you now. Huh? I said, praise God. I was sleeping in his house that night. I didn't fight him. I didn't do anything. I got a small Bible, those Bible that we used to have, like small Gideon or something. I'm not sure which one now. So I left his house around, there, which area now? That Kilo, you know Kilo? That roundabout. Alajimasha, thank you. So around 9, 10 o'clock, I was walking on the road. What will I do now? How will I pay this house rent? You know what I did? I pulled my Bible out. It's promises. The app. I threw it on the floor. I took my stand on the Bible. Pastor, you must never stand on the Bible. If you can't stand on your Bible, throw it away. Buy the one you can stand on. Standing on the promises of God, my Savior. You know, I stood over there, picked my Bible. I said, Lord, I'm depending on you. I'm relying on you. If I go down, your word will go first. I think this is true. There was one man by his door looking at this strange guy talking on the road and put something on the floor. The guy just entered, closed the door. I pick up my Bible, left for his house to go and sleep at number 11 from the Crescents. And I slept thinking that God will take care of me. It's 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock, second morning. Brakao, they tap me. Wake up, prosty. Here is the money. He told me night before there was no money, but I committed myself to the promises of God, and God bailed me out. Can you clap your hands for Jesus? Can I be honest with you? Sometimes I have trusted God like that. Nothing happened, but I won't quit. I just won't quit because next one will happen. And it's been getting better and better. Good, gooder, goodness. Clap your hands for Jesus. Amen. Now, Pastor, why are you telling all these stories? This is where I'm telling the story. Hebrews chapter 2. This is where I'm telling the story. Verse 1. This is where I'm pleading with you today. In the gallery, everybody here, I'm pleading with you. Listen to this verse. Therefore, we must give the most earnest heed to the things which we have heard. Lest we what? It's so easy to drift away in the days we are living in. It's so easy to be carried away by somebody tormenting, somebody making noise, somebody. You know, it's amazing our world today. He said, give us an NLT, this verse. What did he say? So we must listen very carefully to the truth we have heard. Or we may. Do you know what? I'm sorry to say this. If you come to church, Your greatest asset in church is your listening. If you don't listen, you are done for. The devil will see that you don't listen. You know, this is my preaching team. I'm the senior pastor. When they are preaching, I'm listening. Because I don't know what God will say. We must listen. Can I say something to you? Angels are watching you when you come to church. They are watching whether you are listening or not listening. Let me tell you something else. If you see anybody big in church, you can tell, you know some of them. Notice them. They listen in church. They pay attention. You are thinking about how to get help from them. They are listening to God to get help from him direct. I can tell you. You will see them. Watch them. I know them. Listen. They get sometimes early to church. They pay attention. But you don't. You don't pay attention. You sit at the back there and be wandering around. Forgive me, oh. Sorry for talking about you this morning. We must listen very carefully to the truth we have. Your greatest blessing is in the listening. We will drift away. The promises are so huge that your mind will play pranks on it. Are you hearing me, somebody here? You hear somebody die, somebody die, somebody die, somebody die. And then you read one verse that says, with long life, satisfy you. Kuta. You have to pay more attention to that. It's difficult in our days. To be broke and sick is the order of the day. I'm not, you know, when you start doing well like this, people, you start becoming abnormal. Have you noticed that? People, when you start doing well like this, people think that you are just abnormal. Have you noticed that in your area? When you have your car now, they put money on the your house security. Huh? They want to collect the money from you. Those who do Okada on the road, they stop for big cars to collect money from them. This is for Okada. Everybody wants to take something from you. But thank God, say, listen. We must listen very carefully. Is this the message Bible? Give us message Bible. We must listen very carefully. It is crucial that we keep a firm grip on what we have heard so that we don't drift off. The biggest thing of your life is in hearing. So listen. And this year, listen to God. Open your Bible, read it, and listen. I noticed something today. People don't read the Bible. And when they read the Bible, they don't read it to be understood. It's like a poem. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder. Yeah, what do you mean now? What do you mean? Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder. Like a unicorn in the sky. I'm not in the sky, I'm on the ground. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. So tell someone beside you, listen to God. Listen to his word. Let me show you, Pastor. When you say listen, I want to give you some practical things now. When you say listen, there are two levels of listening. Luke 5. Let's go. Luke 5. Look at verse 1. Let's just read. So it was, as the multitude did what? Oh, this characterized Jesus' ministry. That's where such an outstanding result. They pressed about him, not to touch his clothes. To do what? To hear. Do you press to hear the promises? They pressed upon him, and he had to be pressed toward the sea. So he stood by the lake of Gennesaret. I want to show you how to listen, double level of listening. Number one, let's go. Next verse. And saw two boats standing by the lake, but the fishermen had gone from them and were washing their nets. Next verse. Jesus said, he got to one of the boats, which is Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from the land. And he sat down and did what? Who did he teach? The multitude. Now, Peter was there. He had had failure overnight. Where will the answer come from? Are you okay, Koyi? Huh? Ikoyi? Island? Are you okay, Koyi? Let's go on. Now, let's go back to that verse again. I don't know how long Jesus taught. You know what Peter did? Peter, after lending his boat to Jesus, he didn't go and play. In fact, you can't go and play because the boat is not like a car. You can stand in and the boat will be moving. So Jesus had to sit in the boat and Peter had to keep the boat there on the sea. Am I right? So every time Jesus speaks, who will hear him first? Peter. You just listen. I don't know, better 2 or 3 hours. Just listen, listen, listen. That's the first listening. If you don't listen publicly, you can't hear God privately. See, he listened there. See, God is watching you, how you are listening publicly like this. So when you say, God, please speak to me, he knows that you are not listening, so he can't talk to you. So when he talked to Peter, he talked and talked and talked and listened. After public talking, look at next verse. Then he said, when he had stopped speaking publicly, he said to Simon privately, launch out into the deep. You see, when you come to church, when you listen, some people, they take notes. Of course, we think we know everything. They told them to take notes. They make mark, they check. They go back and then they do something. They go back private and listen more to that thing. What is he actually saying there? How do we apply that? Look at the sister. I just gave her testimony about the blood pressure. She was coming to hear something because her heart was of something. And after she finished listening, she began to trade with that word privately. It will never do you good. Let me make it like this. You see, when you see sheep, we are sheep of the Lord. I mean, are we not a sheep? Is our shepherd? But look at sheep. Understand this way sheep nourish themselves. Sheep will go to graze. Help me, agree, people. They will graze. And when they finish, they don't chew the food yet. They have about 4 stomachs. Am I correct, sir? 4 stomachs. They will take that first one. They just be grazing, 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 grazing. Then when they finish, they will now go and sit down or lie down. And then they will now regurgitate, you see, a sheep by itself. Kalumbasoro. He's taking that thing back again and chewing it. We have been deceived in the church. Epariwo adura, epariwo, epariwo, no mak pariwo farabale. Okokokokokoko wonu e no. Ti o ba wonu e ko le change ile aye e. Ito ba jeun, to ba jeun to to bisile ko ran kankan. Se ngbo Yoruba. You can't just be vomiting the food. You have to go back and chew it. So listen. Are you hearing me, somebody here? Leave yourself aside. Leave what others are saying. Listen. You know what? I just bought a Bible. I bought that Bible particularly. A sister wanted to buy things for myself in the UK. Just want to buy something for you. So I started scratching to look for. I wanted a Bible that a phone, that Bible has leather cover, I can just use to meditate. Because Timbaland phone, battery and run on here. I don't like wasting energy. So I got different things to. I just said, I just want a Bible. I want a classic one like ESV or KJV or NKJV. So, and I saw this New Testament alone, Psalm and Proverbs, and it was well genuine leather. How much? 35 or 45 or 50 pounds. So she said, what can I buy for you? I said, I saw that one and Passion Bible. So she said, I said, so wife said, somebody's coming home. Sabumi is coming home. I said, help me transfer it there. Are you hearing me? So the Bible arrived on Christmas Day. Man, it's my second wife now. You know, I love to just get on my bed. Huh? Just read. That's where I saw old fast to your wife. You know, I just meditate. I can put my finger in it and I know it's not wasting energy. I don't have to charge. I just think. Just think. Just see, Peter, you'll be surprised. I read the review of that Bible and somebody said, I use it for reflection and for meditation. Amazing. So I'm on course. Just not like that. Lie on the bed. Just travel away with that word. Pastor, you know the Bible. I know some things about Bible, but I don't know about my life in the Bible. And I must find it. So I want to beg you. Tell somebody beside you, listen. Listen critically. So 2 levels of listening. What's the first one? Give us the chairs again. Give us the chairs again. This is where it works. Lord, what are you saying here? What do I do with this? Learn to do that. Don't always ask him, what is your take? One time I had a problem. I said, let me go to YouTube. Huh? I check. Once I question, I'm going to go. Then I went to Google search. And it gave me millions. It will take me 3 lifetimes to go through all that. But somebody's beside us. Can you clap your hands for Jesus? And he wants your active participation. Samuel was lying on his bed in the house of God. And God came and said, Samuel, Samuel. He never talked for that. You know why? Because he wanted his active participation so they can get involved. He said, oh, are you calling me? He went back. I'm not calling you. Samuel. Are you calling me? I'm not. The man knew that that's the way God did. He's been working with him for years. That God will sit down with you and converse and dialogue with you and sort out your life. So he said, go back. Say, speak on, Lord. See, many of you over here, you're not giving God permission to tell you things because you don't sit down. You don't ask him, Lord, this business, I'm tired. What should I do with this? Then you pick up your Bible and then begin to give your reasons. Because this is what, into panyepori, are you hearing me? Into panyepori. You can say, Lord, but you said over here, you promised over here, then he will talk from there to you too. Am I making some sense this morning? Don't forget our main discussion. Do not forget. Pay much more careful attention. Hebrews 2 verse 1. Let's go quickly. Our time is up. Therefore, we must give the most honest heed, critical attention to the things we have heard. Do you know, I read something from Peter yesterday. Wow. Come and see. 2 Peter 1. He was about to die. Look at what he said. Hallelujah. Are you still with me? 2 Peter 1. Look at verse 12. Oh, my. Give us an NLT so to make it clearer. Therefore, I will always remind you about these things, even though you already know them and are standing firm in the truth you have been taught. So I must be reminding myself. Peter said, I'm going to remind you. I'm going to keep on putting it in your mind. Next verse. And it's only right. It's only right that I should what? Keep on reminding you as long. So I have my lifetime passion now to keep on reminding you. To keep on saying it. You ate a bar last year, you're going to eat a bar this year again. You ate rice last year, you're going to eat rice again this year. Let's go on reading. Next verse. For our Lord Jesus Christ has shown me that I must soon live this earthly life. But look at what it says about his passion after living here. So I will work hard to make sure you always remember these things after I'm gone. And he gave us the epistle of Peter, two of them. Let's clap for Peter. Wow. Praise God. Praise God. This is our legacy. Praise God, somebody. This inheritance that is more than money. The price of not hearing well. Let's look at the first one. The price of not hearing well. Remember Ananias and Sapphira? Remember Ananias and Sapphira? The husband colluded with her to not give the whole money. And the husband went to service. Are you hearing me? They got to service. The wife was not around. Maybe she was cooking at home for first day of the year. And then Peter said, is that all the money? He said, yeah. Bam! He's dead. I wish the wife had that. I wish the wife knew. She didn't know. 3 hours later. Come. If you are all going the same way here, Jeremiah is ahead of me. And Jeremiah just fell down. Kaboom. Must slow down. Don't you get what I'm saying now? I mean, you are driving toward the place. A car is ahead of you. And the car just, boom, into a hole. What do? You apply brakes slowly now. She was not there to hear what happened. 3 hours later, she walked into the service. Tell the neighbor, don't be late to service a lot these days. She was 3 hours late. They've already buried her husband. They are through. And then she said, hey, Madam Sapphira, did your husband say, yes, of course. You are already late. They carry her own body too. Price of not hearing. And sometimes we are not hearing because we are not in that place to hear. I mean, about Thomas in the Bible. Look, Thomas in the Bible. Let's go and see John 20. Thomas in the Bible. Of not hearing. John 20. Let's look at Thomas. Price of not hearing. Are we there? Look at verse 19. Are we there? Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled. For fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst of them and said, "Peace be with you." Next verse. When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Next verse. So he said to them, "Peace be to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you." There's a caveat there. Next verse. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit." What's the caveat? Next verse. Okay, if you forgive, next verse. Now Thomas, called the twin. One of the 12 was not with them when Jesus came. I'm sorry, forgive me. How can somebody go for a lecture? Critical course. You are late by 1 hour. And you sit down in the hall and you never check what has been going on before. It's only in the church we do that. We never take what we are hearing serious. Only a few of us will enter into a service and ask what has been said before. It's in the classroom we say, "What, can I see your notes?" Today, you don't have to be late anymore to church. You have the device. You join the service anywhere. You don't have to be late. You can join the worship on your way to church. God has given us so much to bless us. Can we clap our hands for him? He does so much for us. That sister about the BP was not in the living service. Living stream. It was a living stream. Stream. She was not in the service that moment. It came to us. He was searching. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Look at what happened to Thomas. Next verse. So the disciples therefore said to him, "We have seen the Lord." He said to them, "Unless I see his hands, you are too late. You are too late." One day I was in the service. I was ministering by the Holy Spirit. I just got this. And I knew this applied to somebody. I looked for the person. So she was not in the service. It pained me. You know, that service we had that I was laying hands, that two Sundays ago, that I was laying hands on people, blessing. You know, a brother was telling me, he said, "Do you know, when you came to me and spoke over me, the Lord told me the same thing in the morning." Wow. You want the blessing? Take a look at this. 20 Deuteronomy, verse 1. Take a look. Verse 1. Now, it shall come to pass, if you diligently, seriously, listen to the voice of the Lord your God. Obey it. Oh, the greater blessing of Christian faith is in the place of those who listen more attentively. Are you hearing me, somebody? Let's start closing. There's one verse I didn't emphasize there. Hebrews 2, verse 2. I read verse 1 since. Let's look at Hebrews 2, verse 2. That's why I want to pray with all you choir, prayer team. Don't just come to serve alone. Enjoy the service too. Are you hearing me? Pay attention. Sometimes, all those people that are serving with children's church, please go back home, open the thing and listen. Nobody can listen for you. Is that verse 2? Go back to verse 1. Okay, sorry, verse 2. "For if the word spoken through angels proved steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just reward, angel came and spoke. And when they disobeyed, they suffered." Am I correct? Am I correct? For instance, Zechariah. Angel said, you will have a son. He said, I will not know. God said, from now until you are born in the baby, you're bearing the baby, you will not speak any longer. That's an angel. Look at next verse. Then, how shall we escape? How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed to us by those who had him? How shall we escape? How shall we escape the sickness? How shall we escape the depression? How shall we escape? We can't escape. Remember, we take the promises having escaped. Remember? When there's no promise, we can't escape. We become victims. So I'm pleading with you. You see, I'm sorry, I'm a different pastor. I'm not moved by crowd in church. I'm moved by individual working with God. My greatest desire that you will walk with God. Because if you walk with God, you walk with God, we walk with God, when we get together, we're a powerful house. But you can't come here as a man, drop your wife in church and turn around and go and drink beer there and come back inside. Just stay at home. Don't play game with God. Look, if I were you, I won't come here. If I want to come here, I will come here straight. If I don't want to come, I won't come. Ah, this pastor, I don't like this pastor. Thank you. You don't like me. That's a good CV on my paper. Pastor, you know, you're going to be with God. If I'm going to serve the devil, I'll serve the devil. If I'm going to serve God, I'll serve God. But come over here, drinking beer, going around with girlfriend, and I come to church. Pastor, amen, amen. I don't want men anything. Get serious with God. Time is running. Are you hearing me, somebody here? Your children are waiting for you. Can I tell you something? At this my age, I was trained as a doctor. Things I can't say because you don't declare patients' case to people. I've seen people who didn't work God with God very well. They have partial work with God. It will tell in their children. It will tell in their home. It will tell in their job. Years later, when they grow older, you can see all the scattering. Ah, you just feel bad. But I can't say anything. Are you hearing me? So I want to plead with you. Start now. This book will follow you to heaven. Geography won't follow you. Are you hearing me? This book, woman, take time for it. But please, read something. Don't let your husband, my wife was before. See, we're not, I forced her to read. Read your Bible. Now, so this, what am I doing now? Read. Pastor, Emi, on the gift reading. What gift do you have of talking? Read. Read some promises and quote it in your prayer. Say, God, you said this. Praise the Lord. Are you here, somebody? Are you here, somebody? I hope you get what I'm saying. So let's pay attention from now on. I'm pleading with you. Second of all, for me. So I'll use every means to get across to you. Because it's in listening that your answer is. I'm through. How shall we escape? Look at next verse. God also bearing witness. Both with what? Tell somebody beside, God will bear witness. God will show up in my life. Because his word is true. He cannot deny his word. Can somebody clap your hands for Jesus? God will use every miracle, every wonder, every gift of the Spirit to make things happen in your life. Let me give you an example. When Prof was Dr. Kehinde, he was building a house in Abeokuta. His first house when he was 40, I remember. So we were talking and he just gave a gift to God or something. And we were praying. And we were praying about the house. I just said, Prof, I see a decking or something like upstairs. It was bungalow he had prepared for. I just said, I see. Sometimes I blame myself too for seeing things that should not be seen. You know what I'm talking about? That cost more money. I said, Prof, he said, Prof just left. Okay, all right, okay. Then architect Vaughn, I came and said, look at the house. I said, no, you don't just do bungalow now. You can do this. And then it became a duplex. Can you clap your hands for Jesus? Just one word from God. Are you listening? Oh, listen. You get where the money will come from. See, one word from God will change your marriage around. Wow, praise God, somebody. One word from changed my marriage. Love your wife as Christ loved the church. It changed everything. My wife is still happy at it today. Huh? One day, I just woke up and I just learned that my children are no longer my children. They are my colleagues. That the way I should treat them, outside people, to them. If I love my neighbor as myself, I should love my children as myself. Everything changed from that time. From that time, they became blessing to me. I became blessing to them. Huh? Many people don't see their family as their own. You just say, everybody else in town. Like people say to me, my father is very rich, but he never blessed us. He never done anything for us. He just give all his brothers and sisters and take care of, but he won't take care of us. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Are we blessed today? Can we pray, Lord, I'm listening. Talk to me. Lord, like Samuel said, your servant is listening. Lord, I take a listening mode in my life, in my private moment, publicly in church. I will listen to what you have to say to me. I won't miss your voice this year. I won't miss your voice. My sheep hear my voice. I will hear your voice in the preaching. I will hear your voice in the lecture. I will hear your voice when my friends even are talking. I will hear my voice when I'm with my Bible alone in my room. I will hear your voice over the matter. I will choose your voice. I'm choosing your voice now. Now, I don't care. I don't care what's your situation now. Forget about it. Just focus on that voice. Shepherd of my soul. We must give honest attention to these promises or we will drift by. We're not drifting. We're going to stay with this voice of his promises. That's what's going to make our years better. Because you're going to pay attention to the covenant promises. God has spoken to you. He has promised you. You can read some of them in the Bible. My God has supplied all your need. That's his promise. Shepherd of my soul. I give you full control. Imagine you are sitting down with him and you are telling him that wherever I will follow this year. To listen. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I give you. Tell him. Wherever you may lead, I will follow. I made my choice to listen to your voice this year. Sing it. Oh, by a gentle breeze. Yes, Lord. By my side, two of you sitting down together. Yes, Lord. Oh, whatever the mighty mountain is, or a valley dark and deep, the shepherd of my soul. Can you lift your hands? So we sing it together. Shepherd of my soul, I give you full control. Lift your hands to you. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I just sensed the Holy Spirit telling me. I would have been pointing finger, but I won't point finger. I heard God say, I have the deep for you. I have the deep for you. Some of you are hearing that right now in your spirit. I have the deep for you. He said to Peter, launch out into the deep. That same water where you've been doing things before. God said, that's depth of it for you, beyond what you have been envisaging from there. But depth of promises I want to explore with your life. God said, come, come. I want to launch you to the deep. I want you to see much more than you have seen already. There's much more ahead. Where you call bare ground, it's not bare ground. It's a holy ground, praise God. He said, remove your shoes in attention and listen. I will do much more. I know the gift I put in your life. I know the talent I've invested in you. I know the call upon your life before you are born. God said, let me allow you to take you to the deep. Stop fishing on the surface. In fact, some of you over there, I can see that you have some setback in recent time because God wants to look at something deeper than what you have been looking at. Just like Peter had a setback, so Jesus could come and fix it so you can have a launch into the deep and catch so much fish that the boat began to sink and net began to tear. Some of you over here, I won't point finger, but I can see you entering there in this new year. The deeper dimension of the blessing of God. The deeper dimension of a walk with your life with God. I can see a deeper dimension, even in marriages here, that your marriage will get sweeter than ever before. That your children will say by December, Mom and Daddy are changed. Oh, thank you, Father. Because the change is not outside. The change is down deep in the depth of your soul. And I will visit there, says the Lord. I will encourage you from inside. And you will know that I am with you because I have not forsaken you. No matter what you have done in time past, I have forgiven you. So go on with me. And I'll bless you. And your soul will be happier and be fulfilled because you are my own, says the Lord. Thank you, Father. We bless you, Lord. We give you glory. We give you honor. We magnify your name. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father, for taking us to greater things. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Can we clap our hands for Jesus one more time? Oh, hallelujah. You know, I'm hearing one voice. That my children and I, we are for signs and wonders. God has not just planned that the pastor and the churches will be signs and wonders. You will be signs and wonders. That you get things done that when we look at it, one of the greatest things I enjoy in life is sitting down with people and listening to what God is doing in their lives. It's amazing. It's amazing. It's amazing. I don't know how to stop, but God is good. It was good last year. It's going to get better this year in Jesus' name. Amen. Just let's listen. Let's just listen. Let's arrange. Pastor, my 1 year Bible. Forget 1 year Bible. Just read what you can read. Are you hearing me? You don't have to cover chapter 3, chapter 4. You know, you just if you go chapter, if you go 3 verses this today, it's okay. And tomorrow 10 verses, it's okay. Then just be saying, I'm guilty. I can't read. By the third month, you've forgotten to read the Bible because 1 year has been messed up. Leave that alone. Just keep reading. Huh? That's why I love apps. Wherever you stop, that's where you stop. You continue from there tomorrow. Is that all right? It's going to be a great year for us in Jesus' name. Better covenants, better promises, and a better year. Let's give our offering. No, before we give our offering, I want us to just choir. Please come. Hallelujah. Let's go home. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. No offering yet. Let's just hold on. Praise God.
worship with us and exalt the name of this God.